Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and explain a dilemma that I have as far as I give Oscar Santana a hard time about punctuality. And today I was 20 minutes late for the dinner bell today. And I have to really share this because I have a dilemma that I'm not sure I'm capable of fixing. I get behind the earlier that I get up in the morning.
Is it because you have a false sense of security as far as how much time you have?
Who knows what it is, but this morning it was 5:20 a.m. that I was up waiting. Waiting for my son.
You had the chance. Why didn't you go wake him up? Finally, you could get revenge.
Well, no, the thing is, why didn't I just, get back in the rack and do that? And I didn't get back in the rack because I know that at that point in time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes, he's going to be stirring and it's my day. It's my day. Mrs. Right. O'Mara handles Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I handle Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the thing is, I've been screwing up on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I get up early. And maybe it is that I think I've got all this time. And then suddenly, he's stirring. And then it's 7 o'clock. And then I've got the stuff that I did. You know, the perils of a home-based business when you're balancing two different things. And then I just... I had no excuse when I came in with you guys,
Mike,
today.
Mike, I don't think there is an excuse. I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. I think when you are on time, a wise man once told me you're late.
But here's the thing.
Listen, who's talking there?
I'm not even going to dignify it, Mike.
I love it, though. Make me laugh.
Question, you sent a message early on that you were going to be late. And I always think that's the courteous way to handle it. When you know you're going to be late, let the other people know as soon as you can. But when did you know that it was not going to happen?
That was curtains.
Now we're really, really getting into
it. Or late curtains.
Okay.
The thing that I put the most time. It might sound like little simple things we talk about on this show, but when I am in, I need, believe it or not, I really hate the serious business of comedy.
Right.
And I hate people that do what we do, which is circus clown work, to really overanalyze it and make it sound like it's difficult. But there's one element of this show, which is I call it my 10 sheet. And it's really more like now my 9 sheet. And it used to be my 6 sheet. And now it's a 9 sheet. And my 9 sheet is, I just need peace for maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours. Maybe an hour, if I can. And the piece is just to sit here and reflect on. It requires a lot of memory work when I'm talking about what we talk about on this show.
I can relate.
Doing this.
No, I can relate.
Doing this because I've got people that lay this stuff on me about everything that's on Yahoo. Well, that's crap. I source Yahoo and TMZ and several prep services for the news.
He's mining for gold, people.
All
for,
the time.
For the news.
Got the hat on and everything.
For my news segment, I do. I cop to that.
You're a
100%.
Yahoo guy?
No, no, no.
The last one, they're going to shutter their doors.
No, I'm talking about when I'm sourcing.
Yahoo.
Shut up for a second. When I'm sourcing my news... That I get that from places where people might see it or hear it and other things.
The internet.
The news, when I'm sourcing for the bulk of this show, I am sourcing the inner government.
Yes.
That's what I am sourcing. Now, is it rocket science? No.
No.
Does it require a bit of time? Yes, it does. Because, it's just not, and there are days where it flows like wine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's like writer's block. I'm not going to be, I'm not writing the next great novel. What I'm talking about, though, is just having that moment. And there are days like today where I simply wanted to sit in a quiet room. And even with that, it was just it got behind me. It got behind me a little bit, and it was difficult.
What you know? What gems did you come up with?
See, you are don't a do that, son of a bitch, because you know that I. Still,
but Mike, I'm on your side. I'm on your side, and let me say this.
He knows that it's the third day in a row that I've used the hateful barber story. He knows that I have the hateful barber story in my back pocket. And by the way, when they're on the list 3 days in a row, I will tell. And he knows it's the second day I've got Rob Spiewak in his favorite place.
Right.
But he does not. But you know what? You don't have the ice cream recommendation.
I do.
But here's the deal. When you're prepping a show, it is not.
You don't have my son's new game, Funny Breeze.
Do not.
You don't have that.
Right. It's not like another job that you know when it's done, because it is very organic and there is no way to know when you are actually done. And also then the stacking of them and your mood will change and it's tough. It's not like
the flow.
It is. And it's
There are the rare times I do it the night before. Really fun.
If Rob kept his leftovers for the bonus show for the next week, unacceptable. He's got a full week. He's got a full week to think of new material, right?
Unless it's great.
You're right. And that is cool. And you know how that works? Because if it is, then you don't get called on it. You know what? Oscar is such a worker. He is working me right now like he's never worked.
He has
me
been
he's
a heard dervish me say all to you, day.
Don't repeat.
The
don't
first
repeat
here, let me
stuff.
Tell you, Oscar.
Summertime. He's
had a great 24 hours because yesterday after the show, he remembered he had a meeting an hour before he had the meeting.
Oh my God!
And I saw a look on his face, a look of sheer terror. And
is this NBA meeting?
Yeah, I was up till 4:30 the night before, just working. Right.
Yep.
And I said, I can't wait till after the show I can get a nap and like recharge. And a calendar invite pops up on my computer and it says, in an hour, you've got a meeting. A 3 hour meeting.
And you don't want to be like Matt Damon in Rounders, where he's late for the the mock trial, whatever the hell it was.
And also then every day I come in and we record the show in four different places.
Yes.
Okay. And Oscar needed something that he recorded
when
after
you say
the show.
That, explain yourself because people won't understand what you're talking
about. Okay. We have backups to recordings.
Yeah. We have, we're very, very, very careful
digital,
to make sure.
There's redundant. Analog. We do it a lot.
We have lots of redundancies.
Smoke signals.
And Oscar recorded on one of the recorders something after the show yesterday. And I come
reel in. Reel to reel, kinescope.
Yes.
kinescope.
My dictaphone wire, the fidelity will surprise you.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I do when I come in every morning is I.
There we go. It's like, all right. This is the Michael Mara Show, take five. Thank you very much. All right. Now, bring the artist in. Set the microphone up in the middle of the floor and cue the artist, will you please?
The artist!
I said cue the artist, please. Bring him in here. I'm trying to find that particular song. Thank you very much. I can't find it. Keep talking.
So, one of the things I do when I set up the studio in the morning is I clear both digital recorders. We have two of them.
It's important that files don't get bunched up.
That's right, and we make sure we have room. We don't run out of space on the card. About 90 seconds after I cleared one of them, Oscar sends me a text, "Don't erase the big recorder." And I said, "Oh."
Now, and why did he say that to you?
Because I scurried out of here right after my day, and I said, "Oh, I'm so tired. I'll be back in the morning." Right,
right. Right.
And I was hazy, that drunk, punch drunk, tired, where you're like, I just have to hit the bed and maybe I can make it home in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't double check that I had the initial recording.
Right.
And as I texted Rob, I was like, oh, thank God I remembered to text Rob not to erase the backup recording.
And 90 seconds previous, I had just done it. And so I stood here and I looked at my phone and I went,
it's fine because I
did
said
everything work out.
It worked out because I had taken
the
initial recording.
You know? I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, for a second, we all thought that Oscar might have rofoed it.
Yeah, and a rofo is simply just to be disorganized and forget.
Just remember, whatever the case is, always save the kinescope.
Right? If I had my way, I'd always stay in Florida among the poor.
If I had my way, I wouldn't get hip surgery. That's the way I would get it.
But I did text back to Oscar, if I had erased it, how bad would that be?
I handled it pretty well.
No, he handled it very well.
I said, it's my fault. If it's gone, it's gone. I should have picked it up. I was just exhausted when I left the studio.
Felt so bad.
We're good.
Well, It's called Working in Summer, everybody. That's the way it is. Working in summer. Summertime. Everybody chills except on our show. Working for you. Because we love you. And, yeah, maybe I was a little tardy, but putting myself in that little cubicle for just an hour to let my brain work provided you, the listener, with a gem that I like to call the itchy eye. And the itchy eye story is coming up, and you will not be. Well, it's not the eye per se. Well, you know what? I'll get into the details of this, but it is a problem for motorcycle riders, for bicycle riders, and for people that are just living in an incredibly humid environment.
I'm starting to catch your meaning.
I will discuss it in great detail. I think I've solved the problem, but I'm not really sure.
Wow.
Cream salves, powders. Anyway, we will come back and talk about that because I thought of that right up here. Right up here when I had my 6 minutes of quiet.
Nice.
In my home. Thank you. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The hell was that?
All I did was turn on the water.
That's all? That doesn't sound good.
No. You should see the... I guess it's the water. I don't know. It's revolting.
Okay.
Oscar and Shannon.
So the plumbing's not perfect.
Oscar
we'll
and
get
Shannon
it fixed.
In their house.
It's not the end of the world.
You didn't see that water.
Look, checking this is an old house. It's going to need some work. You've got to expect that.
I didn't expect that water. It had legs.
A little work, a little care, a little imagination, and it's going to be great. It's going to be fun fixing it up. You'll see.
I don't know, Walter. I've never been any good at that kind of thing.
What kind of thing?
Work.
Oscar. I just want to relax in a nice lukewarm bath.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. Oh. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
To the strains of Men at Work. Ladies and gentlemen, I love this song. God, I love this one. One of my favorite songs during the 80s, believe it or not.
From their second album, I dedicate this to Oscar. It's called It's a Mistake.
It's a Mistake. We are live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online everywhere. Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone lines always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Vista Print. Simply the best, no matter what you need for the home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vista Print does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none, right now. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Rob Spiewak.
Quiz for Mike. Do you remember this
like
name?
There. Rob Spiewak. You get a car. You get a car. You all get a car.
Mike, here's a quiz for you. Do you remember this name from your past? Uh-huh. Kevin Castens.
Ooh.
Kevin Castens is the band director for the University of Iowa Hawkeye Marching Band.
And he has beautiful cards from Vistaprint. He just got a new office this year, and so he had to get all his new information on a card. They actually got it to him a day early, and look at that. They got the hawk right on it. Beautiful.
Awesome.
That, man. That's the main man for the university, the Hawkeye Marching Band. Go Hawks!
Wants
I love
to see
that.
Us out there again soon. So, hey, Kevin, thanks for sending it along.
What a great one that is today. Totally customizable. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. We love them. They have the best customer service. They get you the stuff early, and remember to use our code TMOS POS at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. And send the cards along to Rob. We'll maybe read yours like Kevin Kasten's right here on the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, so just a minor little issue that I've been dealing with, you know, that, you know, it's just a little itch, you know, a little, I don't want to call
it from
feminine
exercise?
Itching. It's,
and it's not, when you call it itchy eye, Mike, it's not ocular, is it?
No, it is not. And it's not the eye on the other side either, frankly. It's just in the area, you know, it's between two pillows, a little itchy.
Oh.
By the way, I have to point out that I'm meticulous. I'm very, very, I'm very clean. It's just the
very
you know,
clean
the,
man.
No, it's just I've been trying a series of powders to you know keep the.
Didn't
area,
you? I think you, know. You had it. You'll pardon the expression. Licked the last time we spoke. You had bought a some sort of Goldmont product, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, I don't know where that is in the house, and perhaps that's what I should sprinkle. But
how
you
did
know
you
what?
Lose your Goldmont
yeah,
powder?
How do you lose
I think
that?
I'm not the only person that uses a little powder after he gets out of the shower. The fact is, though,
where do
putting
you, the what? Places you put it, they get creative.
Well, the thing about it is I don't I'm probably not religious about the powdering because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do it in the bathroom because the powder, based on where it is, unless I'm some sort of contortionist, is going to end up, you know, a good portion of it will end up on the floor.
Yeah, you know thinking about the
if you are powdering your crotch area.
Shower
and between two pillows, that's it. But then
you know, if you're wet when you apply it, it becomes some sort of paste.
You, yeah, so what is required? Thank you.
Guys are
I'm
animals.
Glad you mentioned that. So the point is, you dry, prepare yourself
yeah.
for the day. You do your eyebrows, as I always do.
Thank you, Joan Crawford.
Christina, you know, well, I'll tell you my routine.
Please.
You know, after I'm done with my crunches, I take a
is that what
bathtub,
you call your cereal?
Yeah.
Yes, life cereal.
It's Captain Crunches.
Cinnamon Life.
Oh, delicious.
Good stuff. Me and the little guy might have had a few nibbles of that today.
Oh, it's good.
Way to go. You like that? Sure did. Fat ass. Anyway, so.
Who was saying that to who?
I might be talking to myself.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I mean, it's just like, okay, you know, you're supposed to have your oatmeal and raisins. That's your breakfast. Don't be nibbling on the life cereal. I wasn't. Well, maybe one. Yeah, I know you were. Okay. Fat ass. Yeah, thank you. So I the routine is my crunches, my cucumber body spray.
Yes, of course. Sorry.
The bucket of ice that I have in the sink to keep
alcohol
my skin
will
tight.
Dry it out.
Because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. I'd love to get that speech.
You will have it tomorrow.
You know, no, I think I'll get it myself. I think I'll do it because I love that character. Anyway, so the thing about it is afterwards, it's a hassle to get ready and be all dried off and then have to go back into the only area I can tell you where I'm not going to cause disruption in the bathroom and have to get, like, you know, a towel to wipe up the powder is to go back into the shower and then run the shower again. And
or
that's
the lanai,
the
Mike. You could head out to the lanai.
Let's go to the lanai. So,
oh, perfect
And I don't
setting.
Know where the Gold Bond powder is. So I tried this thing called Monkey Butt. Are you familiar with Monkey Butt?
It was invented by Peter Tork, wasn't it?
It's Monkey Butt is a product that's used for motorcyclists. A couple of them
like
hit me
Grease
to it.
Monkey, maybe.
Well, not Grease. I don't know. It's just Monkey Butt being a red butt.
Oh,
it's not. There's no
like
redness.
A baboon.
There's no redness. It just feels like it's a little
angry.
It's a little.
It's
angry.
Called anti Monkey Butt powder.
Anti-monkey butt powder. That's
but again,
that's
a powder. All I can think about is with the application issues.
Yes.
What you need is some sort of cream or salve.
Well, you know that I've
not
I've
bad.
Used
the, $5.99.
It's cheap, but the thing is, there's just a lot. I didn't have this problem even when the temperature was a little drier.
The logo screams biker.
Yeah, I like the branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because riding all day and you know in the
and
hot sun
partying all night
and partying all night,
Sturgis.
Get a little angry.
Pass me the monkey butt,
and it's not red, and it's just there's a little you know itchy.
Can you say for sure it's not red? Because I'm sure unless you had a mirror, you wouldn't.
You're
know.
Right. If you want the
did
honest
it feel
answer
red?
To that, you're absolutely right.
Does it feel red?
Yeah, it does feel red.
Angry.
Feels very angry.
Yeah.
Mm. Are you doing a lot of sitting these days?
Yeah.
These days.
Well, that's I sit all the time, but I'm sitting more than I look. My routine has been disrupted while I wait for my new bionic body, and you know, I do the only thing I've been doing religiously are my four times a day my old man exercises, which is what they are. And it's really disrupted my routine.
Now,
my
routine
is not what it used to be.
A lot of times, like when a woman gives birth, cesarean section, they will do another surgery while it's happening.
Yes.
Because already open, like you get your tubes tied. When you're going under for your
it's
hip.
It's what they did for me, Rob.
When you go under for your hip, Mike, is there a chance they could give you a
a
titanium taint?
That's funny. It's not that far.
Titanium
it's not
taint,
that far. It's more on the upper part.
A TT, Mike.
It's more on the upper part of the
some sort of bionic that's taint.
You stop with the taint? It's not the taint and it's not the eye.
Okay.
It's up higher. It's up higher where
how's
and by the way,
if you were going into the canyon on a mule, it would be at the beginning of the journey.
It'd be at the beginning of the journey. And I will tell you another little factor that might have something to do with this.
Okay.
When we've been doing, now I have perfectly good air conditioning in here, got the new system in here that seems to be working fine. So the house is cool. I will tell you this, over the last week or two, while I have been doing this show, I have noticed a bead of sweat actually running down my leg.
It's the floodplain.
From your leg?
It's coming from up there.
Because I could see it maybe going down his back.
No,
I don't think this is coming
Hoover
from
Dam.
My ass. This
Hoover
is coming,
Dam.
But my ass, it's
got a
warm.
Crack in
where
it.
I'm sitting is warmer than it normally is. That's
have you gained weight?
A little bit. Okay. I've gained a little
bit
of weight.
Like what, 10, 20, 30?
About 8.
8. Okay, so 8
but that
should
eight,
really not I'm not happy with
change.
That.
Yeah, but 8 is enough to
but
make
but that's the sedentary lifestyle because I'm not out on the golf course walking 4 days a week if I'm walking around for 5 hours and not I'm not doing tremendous exercise, but yeah, it makes a difference. I'm more sedentary than I've been because the hip is ready to be chopped up and I can't do it anymore. I'm really depressed. I'm really depressed about this.
Where are you walking?
What do you mean where
you
am
said
I
you're
walking
around?
When I'm out on the golf course, I'm walking.
But you haven't golfed in forever.
No, he's saying he's not walking.
Okay, well, are you still walking with Carla when you...
No!
Oh, okay.
It hurts.
It hurts too bad.
I can't do that anymore. It hurts. And when if I take the little guy out and I go around the grocery store, I limp back to the car. That's how bad it's gotten, guys.
Wow.
I'm being very honest
with you. Well, the surgery has got... It's going to be so great when you get this done, though.
Here's the thing about this. When I started doing my old man exercises, which are these little leg lifts, these little... Oh, by the way, part of the... Back to the butt. Gluteal...
butt crunchers.
Squeezes are part of this thing, too. And then also little mini squats that I'm doing. Mm. I'm doing those. Squat, butt, crack, itch.
All the great words.
All the great words. The thing is, I would get done doing those first, like, 4 days of doing the exercises, I'm like, hey, this is actually... working so well that the hip doesn't hurt, and that was just a complete lie because suddenly I stepped a certain way, and it was like, yeah!
Do you think
like
you that. Tricked yourself? Did you talk yourself into the fact they were working?
You know what? I still think I harbor a little fantasy in the back of my head that I'll find some miracle exercise that will prevent me from having to do any of this. Mm. But no, I'm full speed ahead. I'm going to get her done next week, go to the hip class and everything. It sucks. It just
do you have any leg sweat right now?
Yes, I do. On the back of my leg, I'm sweating. Well, not sweat to the thing where, but I will, towards the end of the show.
Under your kneecap.
Under my kneecap.
Are you sweating right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
Profusely.
That is rough. Maybe we need a fan for you.
Lower extremity sweat. That's what I meant.
Is your chair leather? Maybe it's the leather against the skin.
It might be leather against the skin. I'm not sure. But I mean,
if we got you an Afghan you could sit on.
Why don't you just, I've got your Afghan right here. Okay.
Oh, no, a wicking material Afghan.
Oh, some sort of modern Under Armour Afghan?
Yes, that dries while he sits.
Mm. Maybe like some sort of space age polymer in a shawl.
You know, the thing is, I can handle it. I think that everybody needs to know things are different occasionally.
That's our new product, Mike, the under-the-leg sweatband. We'll just throw them on your knees before you do a show, and you'll be A-OK.
That's right. Dry as a bone.
You know, a lot of people realize that it is humid. I live down here in Cocoonville, Florida.
And this is your first time you've been there this time of year, isn't it?
Well, my name is Mike O'Mara. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself. I believe in a balanced diet and rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser, then a honey almond body scrub on the face, and an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective lotion. Thank you. Thank you. That was the whole purpose of what we were babbling on about. That's what I wanted
who's,
to do.
Who's the call girl he has there? And he says, just don't look at it.
Christina.
Yeah.
Don't look at it. Eat it.
Christina. That's
nice.
Do you like Phil Collins? I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Do you have a hip to be square? We got to do the whole thing.
I do.
If we're doing the Patrick Bateman, we can do it before
please.
We go to break.
Yeah. Please.
Do you like Phil Collins? I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. Too artsy, too intellectual. It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence began. Well, that's another one he does. Okay, anyway, we'll do. That's Patrick Bateman rambling on and all that. It's not when he kills Paul.
No,
Paul
no.
Sheldon.
No, it's that would be
good. Oh, I love it. You like Huey Lewis? Hey, Paul!
I love this.
Because it's not just about the music. It's about the moisturizer that dries your face out and makes you look older. Anyway, I'm a mess. Can you tell I'm a mess? I'm an absolute mess.
Mike, how many days away from the surgery are we right now?
We are July 7th, which means we are less than a month. And, you know, a lot
it's
of stuff.
Go time.
To,
23 days, roughly.
Still have to hear from
you.
The,
better hurry.
You better hurry. Time's a fleeting.
You're like an Olympic athlete.
Yep.
The games are just days away.
That's right.
I know. I'm a little uptight about it, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm going to be fine. Everything's going
to
be fine.
Does Carla have to deal with this mania, or do it just us here?
I'm not sure it's a mania.
Carla didn't. No, it's mania. Trust me. It's mania. It's big time mania. You know what? Get me up 2 pounds in the morning and, you know, and show me everything. I'll show you a manic person. I know I'm manic. I understand. If you accept your mania, you can deal with it. Because not accepting your mania dries your face out and makes you look older. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. You know, we'll take a little trip down Happy Lane. Oscar, you ready to take a trip down Happy Lane?
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
We'll talk to our boy Rob about the happiest place on earth and find out what his summertime plans are for going to his favorite place. And does he still love his favorite place? And what does he have to say about the power failure at his favorite place where everybody was stuck on the roller coaster? I'm sure he knows all about that. We'll take a break, come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
Do you think I have a problem?
A few.
Do you think the problem is best exhibited in the fact that I ranted out to my children about seedless watermelon?
I think it's the amount of booze you had to rant out about seedless watermelon that might be your problem.
Could be, but we get to the bottom of it this week on the Cake and Cookies Show. You see, when I was a boy, watermelon had seeds.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Do you like seedless watermelon, Rob? I'm very curious as to whether you like seedless.
That's terrible. I love
Take
Katie.
Out your mouth guard.
Katie was one of the people on the list of the people that sent me the golf tournament. For
and
God's
Daniel
sake.
As
and
well.
Daniel.
Yes.
And
Daniel. Damn, Daniel.
Damn, Daniel. Back at it with the Masters again.
Anyways, if you're going to our live show at the DC Improv, please join us after the show. We're all going to be at the Mad Hatter, 1319 Connecticut Avenue Northwest. It's a short walk from the Improv. Make your reservations by calling the Mad Hatter at 202-833-1495 or find them online at madhatterdc.com. Just because the show is over doesn't mean the fun has to stop. We're going to be there all afternoon. We're going to get a chance to meet everybody. And if you were one of the unlucky group that did not get tickets to the DC Improv, please join us at the Mad Hatter afterwards. It's a staple in DC for over 30 years. I remember being at the Mad Hatter back in the day.
Oh,
I remember hanging out down there. Fantastic joint. 1319 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C. 202-833-1495. 1495 or madhatterdc.com. All right, so it's the happy place, King's Dominion. Rob Spiewak, did you do the family? Your kids are getting old enough now, or is the interest still there?
That's I the think the interest is still there, but the problem is that they've, you know, there's been scheduling issues. Robert is doing more basketball stuff. Julia's got a job
They're
now.
They're living life.
They are living life, and Julia is hating working. Likes the paycheck, hates working though.
My daughter got a job my daughter got a job at a lavender farm.
I love lavender.
Lavender farm. I don't
is
know
that
what they
really
do.
A job?
yes, of course it's a job. Well, a job is a job. Whatever you do during the summer.
Think about it. It's like when we told our parents we're going to work on the radio. At least my parents didn't understand. My dad probably said the same thing. Is that really a job? What do they do on a lavender farm?
You know what? Lavender. All I know is that...
Do they need help doing that?
Well, yeah.
It doesn't grow itself. The thing about it, all I know is I have not gotten the I haven't gotten the details yet. But isn't lavender a primary ingredient in like perfumes and stuff
soaps
like that?
And
keeps
things
away
like
scorpions
that? And some what?
It does.
Does it really?
Yes.
It does what?
It keeps away scorpions.
Is this some sort of Bolivian wives' tale that you're talking
about? We're in Bolivia.
About right now?
We put lavender down to keep away scorpions from the home.
I remember. I remember telling you the story about Joaquin.
Are you
Santana.
Confirming that poem?
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. You see, it's one of Carrie's.
Good morning, Raul. How did you sleep?
Last night, Papa, there was a scorpion on my bedroom floor again.
Did you put down the lavender like your mother told you to?
No, Papa.
How many times have I told you put down the lavender to keep the scorpions away? Oh, my Papa. Thank you.
10 lashings.
My God.
It's one of Carrie's favorite scents, and I know that when we used to go to the farmer's market, she'd always buy a bunch of it because it would smell good. And you know what? When we lived in McLean, never saw a scorpion. So it must work.
I will get more detail on it, and I will let you know
exactly what she's doing. Is it like a touristy thing or like a working farm?
Don't know. You know, absentee parent, far away in another state.
Yeah.
Daughter's going to be 19. She's going to be 19. My littlest girl is going to be 19. The other one's already 21, you know, walking around going, how is that? You know, exchanging texts with her over the weekend like, I'm dying, Dad. I'm dying. That's just so encouraging.
How do you do it?
Well, that's what
time.
Happens, Mike. A
how
lot of people.
How you doing? It's like, okay, all right. Now, how about we fly straighten up and fly right? Okay, Lindsay, you want to do that for me? Thank you very much. I appreciate
Mike,
it.
A lot of people overdo it the first time they taste alcohol.
Lindsay.
Yeah, that's right. The first time.
That's right.
Well, I'm a little nervous, Oscar. She's got the gene, you know. I just want to make sure everything's okay. You know, I remember my days, my college days, and, you know.
But you just called your daughter Lindsay Lohan.
I did no such thing. I just worry
about
the
raspy. He was referring to
voice.
Lindsay Wagner, I'm sure.
Well, the voice over the weekend when I was talking to her was kind of like,
little Rob, how are you?
Yeah, you heard a little of it. Yeah. You know, when we talked to her, she's working doubles and working her ass off waitressing. So she's doing
Who
well.
Who hadn't
she's
been
doing
21
acting.
And enjoying being 21?
Exactly. It's a great age to be.
You know what? I'll tell you the truth. You never stop worrying about it. But my question to you, because I don't want to get off the subject,
right.
is you, Rob Spiewak, the world of you. King's Dominion.
Yes.
Your favorite place on
earth.
Oh,
it
Why,
was horrifying.
I will never
know. It was horrifying when I turned on the news on Sunday morning and there was the crawl, King's Dominion power outage. And they had footage from the all the Richmond stations of the roller coasters stopped on the climb because they just actually locked up.
Now, I would be absolutely freaked beyond belief if I was on any type of ride like that, even if it wasn't the big high roller coaster, just being involved in a mechanism that you're trapped on would suck beyond sucking.
You see, if you look at the science of it, there's really only one bad time to get stuck on a coaster because as a rule, after the first drop, it's all gravity.
Yeah.
So if you get to the top, you'll finish out your ride. But I do have some experience
with
this.
So hold on a second. So if you are at the top of the roller coaster and the power goes out, you'll finish your ride?
Most coasters, I would say 95% of the coasters.
Don't they have a mechanism that stops it as well? Like when you're coming.
Yeah, but
into
I think
the,
that's mechanical. That's mechanical. You don't need to actually lift the car.
We got to get Joel Rogers on the show. He'd be able to tell the answer.
Yeah, he'll break
do you
it down
really
for
think?
Us.
Do you really think so? You would stake your reputation as a coaster goer.
Yes.
That if you got to the top and you were in the process of going down the roller coaster, that a power outage would not affect your ride. You would finish the ride out. You
that
think
is,
that's the case?
That is your. That is how a roller coaster works. It works on gravity. Look at every coaster out there. Unless there is a second lift, that you know, the chain thing that lifts it, the first drop always has to be the highest.
Why do they always get stuck in the middle of going either through the loop-to-loop or actually coming down the loop-to-loop?
That would be bad science and bad design on the coaster.
Okay.
But there is nothing
it's
that
the coaster's
would
fault.
It would nothing mm-hmm. would change it from the fact that there was power or no power.
I think your theory
I think
I'm
you're flawed.
Gonna,
I think it's old timey coaster engineering.
I think it's
yeah,
flawed
you need
logic.
Power.
Yeah, you need power,
you
man.
Don't, you, come
you
on,
don't
fly.
You don't. Truly. Matt Dodson is actually agreeing with me here.
I had to write a paper about this stuff in high school, and it's all about momentum once you hit that hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, our intern Matt, let's bring him in here.
Please.
So the first hill is always the tallest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the first hill, and it's the chain, it's like Rob said. And mm-hmm. so you're climbing, and that's mechanical, but as soon as you get to the top, it's all about gravity and momentum, like Rob said, and you're moving through the whole thing. And once again, if you do hit that second climb and there's another chain somewhere else on the coaster, that's where you could get stuck. But I've never seen any case of someone getting stuck mid-loop unless it's like a comedy film.
I was at the Superman based? Ride in Six Flags.
Oh, Largo, oh, yes.
Stay away from there.
Yeah, and we were doing a live remote for the Junkies when we were on WHFS 99.1.
Yeah,
and right. And it was a broadcast, and I remember at the end of the broadcast, people were stuck on the Superman ride. And
very
I,
scary.
And yeah, I said,
very scary.
And I remember the PR person scurrying around in circles like a top, saying, "Let's not talk about that stuck roller coaster on the radio
during the broadcast."
Yeah, and the guy's like, "Of course we're going to talk about it." And then the account rep was like, "Please don't talk about it. We have to talk about it.
Got to come out here to Funland where nothing really works, and you're taking your life in your hands. That's the way that works."
But the thing about it is the power outage that flipped me out is that to me there is nothing scarier, back even to like the days of Scooby-Doo, than an abandoned amusement park. And they were showing like dark arcades and dark angles of the park.
The turkey legs weren't spinning.
Yeah, turkey legs. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
That's scary.
Thank God they cooked those over wood, Mike. Thank God.
How do they prepare your favorite snack?
They're smoked.
They're smoked. So,
slow smoked in Old Virginia. That's the section right off Candy Apple Grove.
So they put them in like a smoker?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they
do.
That's what they put them in.
And they're served, Mike. They're served with indifference.
But did they put that like right before when they warm them up? Mm-hmm. Do they put them on like a little grill that you get them off of?
No, they come
they
out of the smoker.
Like a foil? Oh, they come out of the smoker.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So you actually will see them take that. You know, I don't know why I'm grilling Rob on this, like he's
so
somehow
to speak.
Being dishonest. But you will see them open up like a door and like reach in. And
yeah.
Take
now
your
sometimes
leg out
on heavy days they will actually have a second turkey leg stand over near over in the Congo, Mike. The Congo section is another section.
If you don't want to wait in Old Virginia, you can actually wait in the Congo.
Head over to the Congo where they have
are
the
you
Anaconda.
Seriously? Is it called the Congo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
and there's a gift shop there.
You're not making some sort of slur. Or
no, 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 no,
like
no. Right. Mike, you can the great gift shop Congo Thrills is right there as you will go through the
have
mist.
You ever picked anything up in the Congo Thrills?
I believe we have. I believe Robert got a few.
Yeah, Zika.
That's South America, Pony. Come on, don't confuse things.
I thought Zika started in Africa.
No, I think the Zika virus
started in Doswell, Virginia, Mike.
I thought it started in your part of the world, Brazil. I thought it started in Brazil.
Oh, no, that's just getting a lot of attention because of the Olympic Games and people
so
not
Zika
wanting to go
Zika originated
there.
In us. Now, here's another thing we got to figure out. It's the show that constantly educates. So... did you get the family a season pass?
You know,
this
is the first year in 5 years we did not get season passes.
See, I knew things had changed.
But we will be heading down. They are. But you know what? I'm still the same. We'll be probably heading down sometime in July when we have a little time off here on the show.
That's nothing like your schedule. What was your schedule 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we were going
twice a month.
All summer long because we had the family passes. But also, we want to make sure the infrastructure is strong, Mike. We don't want to go down for another power outage.
Oh, God. What is the most dangerous ride, the ride that you would be the most afraid to be on if there was a power outage? That's a good question.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think. I think it's called the Crypt. And the Crypt is kind of like you sit into a car, right? It's a car that seats maybe two rows of people. And it starts swinging on two huge bars.
Oh, forget it.
And it goes up and over and up and over.
Oh, forget
but while
it.
It's going up and over, the car itself is spinning. So you are revolving and rotating
oh my
at the
God,
same time.
I would hate that.
I don't do spinny rides. I don't do spinny rides. Now they have
spinny
alternates.
Rides. Way to use that amusing. Hey, thank you. You want to go work for the Trump campaign? I don't go on spinny rides. They disappoint me bigly.
Bigly?
Use that word.
The teacups are ineffective. The teacups are bad.
I do not prefer. If you want, I won't go on a spinny ride. They've always been bigly disappointing.
Like the time really shaft, have. Mr. Trump.
Yes, forget it. Forget it. It's not big. It's not successful. Hey, if he bought that amusement park, he could put that thing out in the middle that you see from the highway, Trump Tower.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome. Anyway.
Mike, yes. The Zika virus originated and was first found in the Zika forest of Uganda.
Oh, it is an African. Okay. Damn. That is terrible. That is horrible. And now we've got it down in Florida, too.
Africa always gets the bad beats.
Yeah. Remember the hype they do down here, though, on the local news.
Which is what?
They talk about the fact that the Zika virus, that there are four more cases, but every single time at the very end of the report, they said all of them travel related.
So they're brought in.
So they're brought in. Somebody has the virus that brings it in. What they don't want to say that, because if you don't have a chance that the killer mosquitoes are flying across the Caribbean and showing up,
right,
you can't scare people and terrify people. It's ridiculous.
What we're going to try to do, Mike, when we go down to KD in July, we're going to try to make it a double dip, and we might actually hit.
I'm thinking full bush.
We might go to Williamsburg and hit Busch Gardens because they got some beautiful coasters there, too.
Don't you prefer, Evan, you always said that you really, as much as you love going to KD,
yes,
as you like to call it, you're a Busch Gardens person.
Busch Gardens
like
is a beautiful park. It really is. Mm-hmm. But better coasters at Kings Dominion. KD is
better coasters. Better coasters.
They're focusing down here in Florida, in the Tampa area, where all these places are, the Tampa, Florida area, and Orlando, that corridor. That's where they have all the amusement. Their SeaWorld's got a real push for their roller coasters since they murdered all their whales.
Oh, yeah, they've got to do that.
Yeah, really hold on. Rob, hold on. Oscar's trying to show you something.
Okay, thank you, Oscar.
What's he showing you? What did that say?
I've just been trying to show him something for 5 minutes. It feels like an eternity.
Share it with the rest of the class.
Oh,
please.
I just said, I just got to ride Mike's gain a little bit. That's it.
Yeah. I thought so.
It's okay.
He's not going to do that once the show starts. let's take a break. Hey, some things never change, you know? I mean, anyway, we'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. There has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes too much time, and leasing a postage meter takes way too much money. It turns out there is a better way. Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. Just use your own computer and printer to buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk. And with Stamps.com, you even get special discounts that you can't find at the post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter. At a fraction of the cost, Stamps.com will save you at least 50% compared to a postage meter, not to mention no more time-destroying trips to the post office. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. You will, too. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this offer, a 4-week digital trial, plus a 4-week trial. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Another hateful barber experience down here.
How many barbers are down there?
There are lots of them. There are lots of barber shops.
How many have you hit so far?
I am on my, I will be on my fourth barber when I go to that. It's official that I've had three this season down here.
Wow.
Four, if you want to count the stylist that I went to.
Well, the first one, remember that one.
I went to a fancy schmancy place with the 19-year-old pregnant girl that didn't really care, and she was lazily holding the shears. And that, to me, is a real tell when you go to get a haircut, and they're just going, okay, what do you need? And you tell them, and you know they're not listening, and then they go, bing.
You got the crew cut.
With the shear. It was just big, choppy, and all that. But the reason is, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the nature of the beast.
Right.
But the most recent barber that I went to was next to my kid's preschool. And I was really, really, really excited after the first visit, even though she was a tad curt. And when I say that in the nicest way, she was a tad prickly. And I went in
like short. Was she speaking briefly, or was she? Did she have a negative attitude?
Little New York accent, kind of been there, done it, seen it all. But really, I think I was in the chair and out of the chair in 10 minutes. And she killed it. She did a great job. I was really
good enough
really,
to put up with the attitude.
Good enough, because the attitude was almost a non-issue because I was in and gone and we didn't have a lot of conversation and they were busy. Okay, to this past Saturday where I roll in because, just had time to do it and I wanted to go back and get the same kind of haircut.
Right.
So I walk in at 2:05. I am not familiar with anything about this barbershop. And I walk in, and there's a lady sitting in the corner. She says, hello. And I said, I'm here for this other lady. And she's got her back to me. She got her back to me with her dog the bounty hunter hair that
this
she's
is the
got.
Curt lady that has her back.
The curt lady, and she's like, okay. And she flings out the little smock, and I said, "What's a?" I said, "Well, we can do it." I said, "Oh, are you closed? We close at 2:00.
Two,
2:00 on Saturday, and they close at 2:00.
That's so stupid. That's anti-business model because Saturday is the day. Everybody gets their hair cut. The barbershop model is to be closed on Monday.
It's lazy summer Florida.
Okay, I suppose.
So I walk in and there's that. But I'm because she says she'll do it. I'm like, okay, sorry, I didn't know the rules.
It didn't know two was too late.
I don't like to be that guy, by the way. I don't like to be the guy that walks into the store at 5:00.
Mike.
Oh, God. Wow. Oscar, I didn't know you felt
so strongly. Well, because there's probably some small business loan behind that that's floating them until they shutter their doors.
Talking like a businessman.
And who's going to eat that? Everybody.
That's right.
I try every day to harness that. That's what I like. I like that part. I need that part. That part makes me happy. My nipples are hard right now. Very nice.
Now nobody's happy.
So she grudgingly sits me down in her chair, and we begin the process of the haircut. At this point, everything is fine. There does not seem to be. I am concerned that there might be a rushing of the job, but I'm like, I think she's talented enough to get around that.
What time is it? How long till closing when you sat in the chair?
It's after closing at this point.
Okay, so you're on borrowed time.
So I'm on borrowed time. Well, but I get out of there about 2:50 maybe, okay. or 2:50. She's very quick. So the subject comes up of where are you from? And she says, I am from Long Island. And I say, well, I went to school at Marist College, which was, I believe, 90% Long Island. And at this point, I said, yes, I do a radio program, and the listeners joke that I was a roommate of Bill O'Reilly, but I'm really not. And that's when she goes, I love him.
Oh,
and I'm like,
no.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, I know where you're going with this. I know where you're going. I know, of course, I should have put 2 and 2 together.
Yes.
You know, okay, White O'Reilly, I know what's coming now. And she proceeds.
So no spinny zone, Mike.
and then she refers to one of the candidates, and you know, I'm just not ready for the fight.
With all these hateful barbers.
Yes.
Common theme is they have.
It seems to be.
They have different politics than you.
Mm-hmm. I think that they, it just seems to me, and I'm not, and I didn't, believe me. Carla said to me when I came home and told her this story, she said, why did you even bring up Bill O'Reilly? I said, because it's a relatable about Marist College. I was not trying to, I really wasn't trying to pick the fight this time. Now, you know, a year ago, I did pick a fight. That
yes,
one
remember
time.
That, yeah. Yes,
when I went to the barber, do you remember the barber that had the Constitution in there?
Yes.
In there?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes. But
the,
this
and
is
then the other one that's rubbing his junk up on me, and he's talking about how we ought to kill all Muslims. Do you remember? I mean, it's happening.
Did he mention that? Did you mention the thing about the junk?
Yeah, we haven't heard the rubbing one.
Can you show us on the doll where the barber touched you?
This is not rubbing as much as, okay, this was another. By the way, the first one with the Constitution, crappy job.
Right.
The second two, the next two of these barbers, fantastic jobs.
But
really,
bad
really good.
Experience.
But bad experience because he's going on, I don't want to hear it, man. I mean, look, when you have that. When I do this, even I'm a communicator. I'm supposed to tell stories about my life. I don't do it like I used to at the advice of Mr. Santana. But the fact is, when I go into a barbershop, I don't want to hear the spiel from the other team that I don't play for. Does that make any sense
to
anybody?
And the fact that you mentioned someone who has a television show doesn't necessarily open the door for political discourse.
I've done the same thing.
It opened it wide.
I showed one of my my classmates or cohort mates, whatever you want to call them.
Lovers.
The Bill O'Reilly clip we had when Bill O'Reilly had the portion of the show on his program, right?
I remember, yes. Right.
So instead of focusing on the actual, hey, the show made it onto
that's pretty cool.
Factor,
that's funny. Yeah, I remember that with
they focused on the politics.
Yeah.
They're like, you're part of the team.
Yeah, it's where we are. It's where we are now.
And I awkwardly stepped out of the scene where I was like, yeah, I think class is about to start.
By the way,
and
I'm going to give you credit.
I want to get a good seat. I know it's only starting in 40 minutes, but
by the way, and I've already, I think I've said this to you in private, but I will say this to you publicly. I believe you were far ahead of the curve on this because of the fact that there's a huge groundswell of people in this country that regardless of their nobility of politics and the causes that they care about, they're just shunning this because it's just gotten to be so much a fabric of our lives. It sucks. Is there a solution? I have no idea. We're not talking about it on this show.
Yeah.
The fact is, though, it's just nonstop, Oscar.
Right.
You know this, and you said, hey, man, you know, it's just too much. It's everywhere. So in a barber chair, I'll get back to the first guy.
He's spewing all the talking points
that you're going to hear from one team, and he's going on and on. And you have to sit there. Well, a man has shears in his hand, and you have to just be polite or engage. If I engage, there will be a full-fledged argument. Hold on, let me just make this point. He's got shears in his hand. And here's the point. If I engage at the level that he is engaging me at without knowing anything about my politics, we will have a fight.
Yeah.
There will be a verbal altercation. There's no way of a... Because if I match him with his passion... That I'm hearing in that chair, and in a way, and what are you saying? Well, are you being bullied? Yeah, and there are a lot of people that shout loudly on both sides,
sure.
But I'm getting shouted down. So throw that in with the fact that as he's doing the shears on me, he's leaning in a little closer than my right elbow is comfortable, and I believe that's right. You've heard of BOC, balls on chin.
Yes.
I've got balls on elbow. Okay,
It's really how you like these.
He
might just be gunning for a tip.
No, I don't think he's even aware of it.
I think that's
his comfortable position, and I don't think
he wants to bear the weight.
Right.
Help him support.
I truly don't think that there's anything that it's even processed.
I'm going to show
him.
This commie a thing or two about a thing or two.
That's right.
How do you like these apples?
Come on, squeal. I don't think that was it.
Like,
but
I had a classmate say this in class at one point because, look, to be fair, it's top of mind. You spend 19 months with people. There are lobbyists, people that work on Capitol Hill in my class, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Generals. There's a general in my class.
Mm-hmm.
So politics are going to come up once in a while. One guy, and we were sitting in the dining hall,
right.
And he said, guys, don't most of us do this for a living? Let's just not talk about it. Let's just talk about what we're doing here. And it just resonated with everybody.
That's valid.
And the tone completely changed.
And frankly, we're here talking about the way we are talking about it because it's funny.
Yes.
Because ultimately,
it makes me mad.
The last one on Saturday pissed me off a little bit. I'll be honest with you. My blood was a little boiling. I almost did a Yui to just go on and say, you know, open the door, go, it'd be nice for you to just acknowledge that there are other people that think differently and maybe more than
they're closing at two, Mike. They're not thinking about other people.
They're not
people.
Thinking about that.
No.
So I got that guy that spouts off, and he's giving me all the things. And I just said, I'm not going back because I don't need to hear that crap. And so I find this other person, and then suddenly the whole thing begins again. And it culminated with not like that piece of crap, Hillary. And I'm just like, okay, I admire your passion, lady, but I don't share the same passion. So please don't scream in my ear.
But you're the common factor here.
I know I am.
Four
and you know
barbershops.
What?
Hold on. No. The common factor is people that stand on their feet 8 hours a day, except Saturday, and spout their opinions, and they've got a captive audience. I think that's the common factor.
It's their fault.
But also,
barbers love to talk and hear themselves talk.
I'm going
to
agree with both of you. Rob, the thing I do, I think that invariably I probably want to go there. I probably can't.
Back now, of your the, mind stuff? Well, almost like the, subliminally?
With the Constitution lady that had it in the drawer, yeah. I went there. I engaged.
The
okay?
Constitution lady.
With the guy that presses his junk up against my elbow, I did not engage because I was afraid. Mm. And then with the other lady, I was just like exasperated. And I was afraid to engage because I was going to go full nuclear. I was going to go white hot. And I just, because she was so incredibly unpleasant and so hateful, that I just didn't want to deal with that. But once again, I'm out the door, and I don't know what I do.
Well, I
guess the bottom line, I have to find a liberal bartender.
You answered.
I mean, barber.
Well, that was a sort of a Freudian slip. Yes, of course. Yes,
absolutely.
I think the key is this. If you're going to take anything away from, realize that there are both sides. And if you're going to have the conversation, if you're going to, you know, really give your opinion, be prepared for others to have different opinions.
Here's the thing, though. Even if I went like this, even if I said something along the lines of, you know, I don't necessarily agree with you, and please, I would prefer that we don't talk politics. Yeah. That probably would nip it in the bud.
Yes.
But that's not in my DNA.
How about
that's
this,
not
then?
In my DNA to do that. My DNA is either to totally confront or in a backhanded way say something that's diminishing her team. But and that's not the way to go.
You
either,
are an argumentative person. That's in your DNA when it's something that you're passionate about.
Not,
but something else that is in your DNA is right. Funny. So what right. If the barber said, not like that piece of crap Hillary, you say, you're so right.
Right.
And just agree with everything, and eventually they'll shut up.
What if I had said, wow, that was so incredibly vigorous. You know, it sounds like, I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Well,
it's going to be horrible. You can do
a completely different bit and say, I heard he likes to cycle. You know, I love to cycle. I cycled 50 miles this morning. And you're saying all things that can't be true.
Yeah.
So she's so perplexed.
I'm just back from Antarctica.
What if I had said this? And Pony, I'm sorry, but occasionally we have to edit, okay? Yeah. What if I had just gently looked her in the eye and said, well, I can understand your anger. I would be angry, too, if it had been 30 years since someone even touched my vagina.
Oh, man.
I don't think I could have said that. I could have said that.
20 would have been
sorry.
Fun.
And then, Mike, as you left, you could have handed her a can of monkey butt.
You seem a little uptight. Are you experiencing the same itching that I'm experiencing,
chronic
lady?
Itching, lady?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it,
you
once
could
again,
just walk away. You engage. That's what you want to do.
And you do it. That's what you do.
The fact is, and I should be full disclosure here, that I am chomping at the bitch.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm chomping at the bit to engage, but I also understand how people feel about it.
What about your golfing buddies? Can't you just go over there and spout some hate there?
Yeah. I haven't been out there in 3 weeks.
They live in the neighborhood. Can't you just walk over?
We're going to dinner Wednesday night. We might see.
Burn a bridge there.
But I can't do it there either because I'm tired of being labeled there as well. It's just. Sucks.
You're your own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You're not winning, but you want the pain.
I'm winning. Just give me a few months. We're all winning. Anyway, that's just the way
I look. No, but you're not winning with them is what I'm saying.
No, I'm not winning with them.
No,
I'm not winning. So what would you do if you were me?
Hold on, before
you answer.
Yes.
What would you do if you were me and A, you loved where you lived, B, you loved the sport that you participate in, and C, you loved the camaraderie and ball busting and compassion when it was not politics related. What would you do if you were?
I would tell him, as a younger professional, someone came to me at one point and he said, I have a personal policy that I don't talk about religion and politics. And I thought he was a square, but he was absolutely right. And at the age of 22, that policy made sense, and it makes sense now.
Might have a hard time arguing with him.
Yeah, Mike, the last thing you want to be is a square.
No, really. Square, when someone's 22 and tells you that, you're like, who the
think
F
he's a nerd?
Are you?
Yeah.
He's
but
right,
it
though.
Makes sense.
It really does.
I know. But you have to understand also with the Irish heritage that I have, it's so hard not to do that. Oh, my God. Help me.
My solution was different. It's just grow your hair out.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, and just one last note on the issue of politics. Every political ad now that's running on TV down here in Florida, South Florida, where I live, let me give you a little synopsis of every single one. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Meh. Meh.
We haven't gotten those here yet, Mike. I can't wait to see them.
I think they're more likely to cater to the senior in his neighborhood.
Just the demographic and the region.
Yeah, the region.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac, the intern. Yeah. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 411,
he's missed three shows.
Sky's the limit.
Did he really?
Live the magic.
Oh, it's that's another
Tech 411 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac.
Just Todd and Oscar this
the
week.
Intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and Tech411Show.com.
Let's cut that down.
Holla.
And Mike, that was his best read.
Wow, that's fabulous. So we'll have to delve into the world of Mac, where he, and not showing, is he again?
Oh, there's just a new episode. I think the last three episodes are without Mac.
Yeah, and he's on an every other Friday now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he's got a late class weird, on Thursday schedule. He's allegedly attending, so.
W.E. Michael McIntosh.
W.E.?
Work ethic.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. More is better, right? So how do you like more laughter in your life? Would you like that? Sure you would. Please allow me to introduce you to the weekly TMOS bonus episode, the sixth episode. You see, six is more than five. You understand what I'm saying to you?
How's
six
that?
Is better. All you need to do is subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Each week we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the content for 2016, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. We love you, and we know you'll love it, and it's a bonus, and we get to cuss liberally, and we do, especially when it's an emotionally charged situation. Get your bonus package and get it today.
News.
Have you bought your dad's gift for Father's Day yet, boys? Have you done
it? Dad's in grass. I picked something up. My father's actually going to be in town this year.
Is he really?
Oh, very, very exciting. That's very exciting.
Oscar, your first payment of the loan I gave you is due when I arrive. That's the call I got. That's got on my calendar, Pops.
Very good. Anything for your Pops there, Rob?
I have an idea. I will actually buy it on Amazon and have it shipped to him today.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Oh.
All right,
get him a nudie calendar. A new survey asked
a cheesecake calendar, Mike?
A cheesecake. A new survey asked more than 1,000 dads what gifts they want for Father's Day and what they don't want. The top seven things they want are a trip. That, to me, is a little high.
Dad's got that already.
Aiming a
little
bit high.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. I don't know how we can wrap it.
This is a good one. Tickets to a sporting event. That'd be good. I can relate to that with our fan club. Power tools, an iPad, a watch, beer. Beer, and barbecue gear. Now, see, the last one seems
Is definitely floated by Big Barbecue.
Big Barbecue.
Yeah. And the top four things they really don't want are a gym membership. Can understand that. Underwear, socks, and ties.
Yeah.
So that's it. They're not kidding about the whole I don't want a gym membership. 92% of dads say that would be a terrible gift, which makes it three times worse than the runner-up underwear and socks. I totally agree. A gym membership would be ridiculous, but I agree with Rob. It's Big Barbecue.
Of course. That's what they want to do. Get dad some. These tongs have a built-in bottle opener, so when dad's out there cooking up the steaks, he can open up a nice cold beer and have it while he's cooking. Duh.
If you had to move, you'd probably want to find a city with a strong job market, cheap places to live, and things like good weather, low crime, and lots of restaurants and things to do. So I'm going to make it easy for you. Only three cities in the entire country meet all of those criteria, and they're all pretty close to each other in the Midwest.
Mm.
This is going to be good for some of our listeners. A new study found that the only cities with good jobs, affordable housing, and a high quality of life are Omaha, Nebraska, Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Really?
Is the Lumberyard 2 in Des Moines, or is it the 1?
No, Des Moines is pretty far away from where
we
were.
Yeah, but they're a state-run enterprise.
Oh, so they're all over the
state. The Lumberyard. He never forgets that place. When in Iowa City, go on the outskirts of town, much like a river runs through it, and go to the Lumberyard.
Mike, when in Iowa City and you're at a bar with your friends, leave and then text them that you're at the Lumberyard.
The Lumberyard. That's where he went. Liked it so much the first night, went back the second. There are
amateur night, Mike.
There are a few cities.
You might say every night is amateur night.
I saw the flyer. I said, oh, I got to come back.
There are a few cities that have two of the three. Cincinnati, Ohio is affordable and has a good quality of life, but the job market is bad. Houston, Texas is affordable, has a good job market, but it got bad scores for quality of life. And Boise, Idaho, Seattle, San Francisco, and Portland all have a, and that's Portland, Oregon,
right,
have a strong quality of life and great job markets, but the housing isn't affordable.
Oh, that's San Francisco is like the there. Worst, isn't it?
It's the yeah. worst, absolutely. The NFL is adding a rule for coin flips this season. The new rule says if the coin does not turn over in the air or is compromised in any way, the ref must toss it again. So it has to flip at least once and can't hit anything on the way down.
It negates the bad flipper.
It does. It just is such an easy process to do that. This makes me laugh. They're adding the rule after the overtime fiasco that happened during the Packers. And by the way, fiasco, not fiasco.
Mike, thank I like you. The way you said it.
They're adding the rule after the overtime fiasco.
Did you see the football match?
Yes. That happened during the Packers-Cardinals game last season. The coin didn't flip in the air, kind of laid there. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers freaked out about it, and the ref tossed it again. The Cardinals won the second toss, too, though, so it didn't really matter, and they scored in overtime and won the game. So, but
that
they're doing
was
it differently.
That was an epic game, too.
It was an
so
epic game.
So much fun to watch.
Absolutely incredible game. And you know what? To be honest with you, this is one of those years I can't wait.
Right?
The NFL can't come back
soon. FanDuel as well.
Absolutely.
but gambling got us. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
The gambling got us back into the game after all these years.
I'm all in. I'm all in this year. I can't wait. An Ohio woman says she feels like a prisoner because a deer has been attacking her near her home. Cindy Frost says she's called police about the doe and asked for assistance in walking her dogs near her suburban Cleveland home. Frost says the deer charged her last week while she was taking her dogs out. She said she had to fight the doe off with a dog leash and her fist and tried to zigzag back and forth.
Whoa.
Frost says the deer slipped on the back, the blacktop, allowing her to safely return inside.
So the deer's a klutz.
She says the deer then circled her home.
Oh my God!
This deer is one tough guy.
Frost says the doe's fawn lives in her backyard. State wildlife officials say that there's not much they can really do, and that such encounters are likely quite common. That deer get in your face that aren't likely quite common. I don't know what they said.
You know, I don't know. Maybe she should just shoot it.
Shoot it.
Shoot it, Elizabeth. Shoot it.
In a survey of 24 countries by travel website Expedia, Austrians were the most likely to say they are comfortable with going nude or topless on the beach. In total, 76% of Austrians said they would have no problem with this, 4% more than Germans who normally take the lead on nudie sunbathing. 40% of Austrian women said they have sunbathed topless on a beach, and 28% of men said they had gone completely naked. Just over 400 Austrians took part in the online survey of over 11,000 adults from 24 countries, including the U.S., Brazil, U.K., Australia, Spain, France, and Italy. It revealed that Italians are the most prudish of all, with 71% saying that they would not feel comfortable sitting next to naked sunbathers.
Hey, give me that robe.
Hey, come on. Are you wearing a bikini bottom? I can't tell.
Italian.
All right, there you go. Thank you. And now a little something, something. A 53-year-old guy named Richard McBride. I love that last name.
Not
and
me.
And his 55-year-old girlfriend, Sandra Stoner. That's her name, I swear to God. They were at a bar in Key West last week. They were sitting near another random couple. Someone passed gas. It's not clear if it was Richard, Sandra, or someone in the other couple, but Sandra and the other woman started arguing over it. Then they got into each other's faces. Richard and the other guy tried to break it up, but they wound up getting physical too, and the other guy punched Richard in the face. By the time the cops got there, the man and woman were gone. The cops are trying to track them down, but so far there haven't been any charges. I would suggest to law enforcement you just follow your nose. That's it. That's it. You know? You can get real heated. You know, usually, yeah, it gets heated in my car when we're driving to the beach sometimes.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
It was you. No, it was you. No, it was you. Well, I admit it. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm the mayor of Munchkin Town.
And yeah, here's the thing, Gary Stein. I'm crossing my fingers that this week's episode of the show, we have not offended any little people.
I hope we haven't offended any big people.
Yeah, we don't really want to offend anybody.
Unless it brings more listeners.
In that case, offend away.
Exactly.
We also pay tribute to Muhammad Ali. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Stick your hand out of the window. Do you feel that? You know what that is? It's heat. It's hot.
Hot.
The mercury keeps rising. You're in the middle of a heat wave in most of the country right now, and you're too busy to shop for all your summertime essentials. Well, what are you going to do? What will you do? What will you do? You need to go to Amazon.com. Buy everything you need at one place. And remember to shop Amazon through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through Amazon, we get a tiny percentage. It's an engine that drives the show. Doesn't cost you any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support us. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Whether it's lounge chairs, hammocks, beach balls, even a boat. Amazon is the way to go, everybody.
Boat,
go to
boat.
I didn't get to his breathing game that he's playing
tomorrow
now.
For sure.
Stop doing that. Go to Amazon.com, and you can go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would, and we would really appreciate it. Amazon.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, everybody. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. And, Tony, if you have a chance, send me the closing music. Thank you very much.
I will do that.
Appreciate it.
Mike, no celebrity has been cooler for longer, I think, than Bill Murray. He doesn't do a lot of media to promote his movies and stuff. He did show up to do the Ghostbusters thing. But right. He just shows up in weird places. And last night, the Cubs were playing in Atlanta. And he was at the Cubs game because he's a Cubs fan, but it was in Atlanta, and they brought him into the broadcast booth. He didn't seem so focused on the game as much as the environment.
Got our third man in the booth here, JD. Bill Murray
is
here.
Yeah, we do. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm warm.
It's
really hot down there, isn't it?
Warm. It's a wet heat here in Atlanta.
It's a wet heat.
How are you, man?
It's fine. We have the lead, and it's really warm down there, and... We're surviving. It smells like hamburgers here. I've never been to a ballpark where it smelled like hamburgers. This is the first place.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I ordered one.
It worked.
Then I came up here, so my hamburger, someone's eating my hamburger down there. Drop it, fella. Drop the burger.
Drop it, fella. He's just naturally funny.
Well, awesome.
And by the way, I have the closing music, so we're okay.
Very good. That's good.
Also, Ed O'Neill was on the Ellen Show yesterday, and he told a great story about getting a picture taken with someone at an airport. And I imagine that, you know, he's very recognizable now from Modern Family. He was, of course, on Married with Children. He probably gets this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he deals with it. Okay, I think he's charming, and this story has a great payoff.
And she came up and said, oh, Mr. O'Neill, I love Modern Family, and you're my favorite on the show. And I thought, well, I'm here. I'm the only one here, you know. could you please, and I know you're in a hurry, couldn't have been nicer. And I said, sure, fine, you know, okay, sit on this, you know. So she sat there and we took it. And I said, have a nice trip. I'm going, and I left. So the next day, my manager texted me. He said, what is this? It's 53,000 likes. It's Britney Spears.
You didn't?
No, I didn't know it was her. I mean, look at the look on my face. Do I look like I'm sitting with Britney Spears?
No.
He had no idea.
Just rando.
Just thought it was another fan that liked him.
Oh, that is cool of Britney Spears as well, though, to be the one that goes up if I can get a picture,
yeah,
right?
That's pretty cool.
Thank you, Pony. I appreciate that. We're all set, Rob.
Okay, cool. And Mike,
he doesn't need your music.
Hey, you know what? This is why we have several plans in place. I never knew the name Janet Waldo, but apparently she was one of the biggest voice people in cartoons for many years. She died yesterday at age 96, best known as the voice of Judy Jetson.
Judy Jetson, their daughter Judy,
and played her until she was in her 70s.
Wow.
Oh, here. His boy, I think Judy is after his boy Elroy.
Jane, his wife. Daughter Judy. There's Judy. Daughter
yeah, and,
Judy.
And the thing about
a little blondie.
Yeah, and kind of hot, but I didn't realize she was so much of a whore because I went on to
not
Janet Waldo, but Judy Jetson. I looked on YouTube and they had this montage of all the people that Judy Jetson had a crush on. And this is, it's amazing because she's all excited about all of them.
Oh, imagine Skywalker in person. I can't wait to meet him.
Dad, there's someone I want you to meet. This is Neil Apollo.
I can't wait to see Roddy again. Larry Lunar, Larry Lunar, you're such a dream. I want to scream. It's Space Hawk, Daddy, and there's no one like him. Buddy Blastoff is in my class. He's so out of space.
Yeah, she liked the dude.
She liked him all. She liked Buddy Blastoff.
Yeah, Buddy Blastoff.
Who did?
Buddy Blastoff, yes. Buddy Blastoff North. That's terrible. That's like working cartoons into
but
a porn star.
The thing that is so weird is that a 96-year-old woman doing the voice of a teenager in her 70s, this woman was so old she was discovered by Bing Crosby.
Wow.
But hey,
blast off.
You got a great adolescence voice. Yeah. You know, you sound like my son Gary when I kicked him right in the nads.
You better get that.
Then he fell down the stairs.
Get that take right. Or you're going to walk right into that door frame.
Hey, bingo, getting angry again.
Mike, this is actually, I was pleased to hear this. Heart has a new album coming out, and they've leaked a clip from the first single. It has James Hetfield from Metallica on it. It's called Beautiful Broken, and it sounds like old Heart, but with a modern spin. I want your take on it.
Still got the voice.
Isn't it great?
Mm.
So I hope that it's a success because, you know, if they can keep the music sounding hot, her voice is still great.
And I just picture some executive there, some, you know, going, use that, do that thing you did when you recorded Barracuda. You know, you go, ooh, Barracuda, and then put it in this one and we'll go, and then speak the lyrics. I don't like the way you're singing as much. You have one of the great rock voices of all time, but speak beautiful, broken. Ooh. I'm sorry, Rob. I know you like me to like those things. I give it the big thumbs down.
Oh, sad, sorry. Sad.
I'd like to hear the whole thing. I'd love to hear the whole thing. Maybe keep it around.
The machine is broken, Mike.
The machine is broken. Let us close with this. The Tony Awards, as you know, were Sunday night, and I don't think a lot of people watched them because it was such a tragic day for America. But what they were doing that did not make it to television, when they went to their commercial breaks, James Corden, the host, was inviting stars up to sing karaoke. Okay. And now some of the clips are leaking. This is Jake Gyllenhaal and Sean Hayes singing Whole New World for nobody except the people that were in the theater for the Tony Awards.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Who's singing?
That's Jake Gyllenhaal. And then
is it Gyllenhaal?
Or Gyllenhaal, maybe. Yes. And then Sean Hayes.
Gyllenhaal?
Yes. Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal?
I think Joe.
And then,
if this really pisses you off, it pisses me off because he can also sing.
Yeah.
That is actually Mrs. O'Mara's go-to movie star, believe it or not. Oh. She will normally not shy away from a movie that he is in. Yeah. She is a fan.
See the boxing movie? I think we talked about it here on the show. Oh, yeah.
She loves
lots of abs.
Oh, she loved the abs. And Mike, absolutely.
That is really an odd coincidence because I know your favorite movie star is Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes. I love Sean Hayes.
What a perfect night for you both
please,
of you.
Please. Please make more movies.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Please, Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes.
See you on the big screen more. I hope so. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to KMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And don't forget, we'd love you to pick up the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Get involved. The banner's right there on our homepage. And the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about us. Make sure they get it, too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Jillian Hall.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.